The Translation of the Meanings of the Noble Quran by Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani. Juz 25, Surah Hamim As-Sajda, verse 47 onwards. To him alone the knowledge of the hour, the exact time of doomsday, is to be referred. No fruits come out of their sheaths, nor does a female conceive a baby, nor does she deliver it, but with his knowledge. And remember the day when he will call them, "Where are my partners?" They will say, "We declare to you that no one of us is to testify that you have partners." And whatever they used to invoke earlier will vanish from them, and they will realize that they have no way to escape. Man does not get weary of craving for all sorts of good things, and if he is touched by some evil, he is disappointed, devoid of any hope. And if we give him a taste of some mercy from us after some hardship that has touched us, he will surely say, "This is my right, and I do not think the hour, the day of judgment, is going to occur. And even if I am brought back to my Lord, I will surely have the best life with him too." So we let the disbelievers know what they did, and let them taste a stern punishment. When we bestow our favour upon man, he avoids to appreciate it, and keeps himself far aside from obedience. And when some evil touches him, he is full of lengthy prayers. Say to the disbelievers, "Tell me, if it, the Quran, is from Allah, and still you reject it, then who can be more erroneous than him who is involved in far-reaching schism? We will show them our signs in the universe and within their own beings, until it will become manifest to them that it is the truth. Is it not enough about your Lord that he is witness to everything? Beware, they are in doubt about meeting their Lord. Beware, he is the one who encompasses everything." Surah Ash-Shura, the Consultation. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. Ha Mim, Ayn Sin Qaf. This is how Allah, the Mighty, the Wise, sends revelation to you and to those who were before you. To him belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, and he is the High, the Supreme. The heavens almost burst apart from their above side, and the angels proclaim the purity and praise of their Lord, and pray for forgiveness of those on the earth. Be aware that Allah is the most forgiving, the very merciful. And those who have adopted patrons instead of him, Allah is on watch against them, and you are not responsible for them. And thus we have revealed to you an Arabic Quran, so that you may warn the mother town and those around it, and warn them off the day of gathering, about which there is no doubt, when one group of people will be in paradise and another group in blazing fire. Had Allah willed, he would have made all of them a single group, but he admits whomever so he wills into his mercy. As for the wrongdoers, they have neither a patron nor a helper. Is it that they have adopted patrons instead of him? So it is Allah who is the patron, and he gives life to the dead, and he is powerful to do everything. And say, O Prophet, to your opponents, whatever dispute you have in any matter, its judgment lies with Allah. That one is Allah, the Lord of mine. In him alone I have placed my trust, and to him alone I turn in every matter. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He has made for you pairs from among yourselves, and pairs from the cattle. He makes you expand in this way. Nothing is like him. And he is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. To him belong the keys of the heaven and the earth. He extends provision for whomever so he wills, and straightens it for whomever so he wills. Surely he is all-knowing in respect of everything. He has ordained for you people the same religion as he has enjoined, as he had enjoined upon Nuh, and that which we have revealed to you, O Prophet, and that which we had enjoined upon Ibrahim and Musa and Isa, by saying, "Establish the religion, and be not divided therein." Arduous for the mushriks, polytheists, is that to which you are inviting them. Allah chooses and pulls toward himself anyone he wills, and guides to himself anyone who turns to him to seek guidance. And they were not divided in jealousy with each other, but after the knowledge had come to them. Had it not been for a word that had come forth earlier from your Lord and was effective until a specified time, the matter would have been decided between them. And those who were made to inherit the book after them are in confounding doubt about it. So, O Prophet, towards that faith invite people, and be steadfast as you are commanded, and do not follow their desires, and say, "I believe in whatever book Allah has sent down, and I have been ordered to do justice among you." Allah is our Lord and your Lord. For us are our deeds, and for you your deeds. There is no argumentation between us and you. Allah will bring us together, and to him is the final return. Those who argue about Allah after he has been responded to, their argument is void in the sight of their Lord, and upon them is wrath, and for them is a severe punishment. Allah is the one who has sent down the book with truth and the balance as well. And what can let you know? Maybe the hour, the day of judgment, is near. Those who do not believe in it demand that it should come soon. And those who believe are fearful of it. And they know for sure that it is the truth. Be aware that those who dispute concerning the hour are wandering afar from the right path. Allah is kind to his servants. He gives provisions to whom he wills. And he is the strong, the mighty. Whoever intends to have the harvest of the hereafter, we will increase in his harvest. And whoever intends to have the harvest of the world only, we will give him thereof, while in the hereafter he will have no share. Is it that they have associate gods who have prescribed for them a religion that is not sanctioned by Allah? Had it not been for a decisive word, the matter would have been decided between them, here in this world. And of course, for the wrongdoers, there is a painful punishment in the hereafter. You will see the wrongdoers fearful of what they earned, and it is sure to befall them. As for those who believed and did righteous deeds, they will be in meadows of gardens. For them there is, with their Lord, whatever they wish. That is the great bounty. That is the good news that Allah gives to his servants who believed and did righteous deeds. Say, I do not ask for you any fee for it except the love of kinship. And whoever performs a good act, we will increase for him goodness therein. Surely Allah is most forgiving, very appreciative. Is it that they say he has forged a lie against Allah? So, if Allah wills, he may put a seal on your heart. And Allah blots out falsehood and establishes truth with his word. Surely he is fully aware of what lies in the hearts. And he is the one who accepts repentance from his servants and forgives evil deeds and knows whatever you do. And he responds to the prayer of those who believe and do righteous deeds and gives them more out of his grace. As for the disbelievers, for them there is a severe punishment. Should Allah expand the provision for his servants to its full extent, they would spread mischief on earth, but he sends down what he wills in due measure. Surely, with regard to his slaves, he is all aware, ever watchful. And he is the one who sends down rain after they have lost hope. And he extends his mercy. And he is the guardian worthy of all praise. Among his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth and the creatures he has spread in them. He is powerful to assemble them whenever he so wills. Whatever hardship befalls you is because of what your own hands have committed. While he overlooks many of your faults, you are not able to frustrate him in the earth. And besides Allah, you have neither someone to protect nor someone to help. And among his signs are ships in the sea like mountains. If he so wills, he may stop the wind, and they stand still on its surface. Surely in this there are signs for everyone who is ever patient, fully grateful. Or he may destroy them because of what they earned, and may overlook many, whom he may save at least in his world, in this world. And in such an event, those who raise disputes in our verses will come to know that there is no way for them to escape. So, whatever thing has been given to you is an enjoyment of the worldly life, and that which is with Allah is much better and much more durable for those who believe and place their trust in Allah. And for those who abstain from the major sins and from shameful acts, and for those who, when they get angry, they forgive, and those who have responded to their Lord in submission to him and have established salah, and whose affairs are settled with mutual consultation between them, and who spend out of what we have given them, and those who, when they are subjected to aggression, defend themselves. The recompense of evil is evil like it. Then the one who forgives and opts for compromise has his reward undertaken by Allah. Surely he does not like the unjust. The one who defends himself after having been wronged, there is no blame on such people. Blame, in fact, is upon those who wrong people and make mischief on earth unjustly. For such people there is a painful punishment. And if one observes patience and forgives, it is, of course, one of the courageous conducts. The one whom Allah lets go astray, there is no one for him to protect thereafter. And you will see the wrongdoers, when they will see the punishment, that they will say, is there any way to be sent back to the world? And you will see them, that they will be presented to it, the fire, downcast because of humiliation, looking with a stealthy glance. And those who believe will say, the real losers are those who have lost their own selves and their families on the day of judgment. Be aware that the wrongdoers are in lasting punishment. And for them there will not be any friends who may help them besides Allah. And the one whom Allah lets go astray, for him there is no way to save himself. Respond to your Lord before there comes a day for which there will be no reversal from Allah's side. For you there will be neither a refuge that day nor an opportunity to question Allah about your fate. So, if they turn away, then we did not send you, O Prophet, as a supervisor over them. You are not responsible but for conveying the message. And when we make man taste mercy from us, he rejoices with it. And if an evil befalls him because of what their hand sent ahead, then man becomes ungrateful. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He creates what he wills. He grants females to whom he wills and grants males to whom he wills. Or he combines for them couples, both males and females, and makes whom he wills barren. Surely he is all-knowing, very powerful. It is not possible for a human being that Allah speaks to him except by way of revelation or from behind a curtain, or that he sends a messenger and he reveals with his permission what he wills. Surely he is all-high, all-wise. In similar way, we have revealed to you a spirit from our command. You did not know earlier what was the book or what was the iman, true faith. But we have made it, the Quran, a light with which we guide whomever so we will from among our servants. And indeed you are guiding people to a straight path, the path of Allah, the one to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. Be aware that towards Allah all matters shall finally return. Surah Az-Zukhruf, the Gold. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. Ha Mim. By the Manifest Book, we have made it an Arabic Quran so that you may understand, and it is in the mother of the book, the preserved tablet, with us, surely sublime, full of wisdom. Shall we then take the advice away from you because you are a transgressing people? How many a messenger we have sent to the earlier people. No messenger came to them, but they used to mock at him. So we have destroyed those who were stronger than these, people of Makkah in power, and the example of the earlier people has already passed. Should you ask them as to who has created the heavens and the earth, they will certainly say, they are created by the Almighty, the All-Knowing, the one who has made the earth a cradle for you and has made for you pathways therein so that you may be guided. And the one who has sent down water from the sky in due measure. Then we have revived it with a dead town. In the same way, you will be brought forth alive from the graves, and the one who has created all the pairs and has made for you the boats and the cattle that you ride, so that you may mount upon their back, then recall the favour of your Lord after having mounted upon it and say, pure is the one who has subjugated this for us, and we were not able to have control over it, and of course, towards our Lord we have to return. They have attributed to him that he is composed of parts, and that too out of his servants. Surely man is clearly ungrateful. Is it that he has adopted daughters from those whom he has created, and chosen for you having sons? When one of them is given the good news of the birth of that which he has attributed to Rahman, that is the daughters, his face turns black, and he becomes choked with sorrow. Is it that Allah has chosen those as his offspring who are grown up in ornaments and who cannot express themselves in debate clearly? They have held angels, who are the servants of Rahman, as females. Have they witnessed their creation? Their testimony will be recorded, and they will be questioned. They say, had the Rahman so willed, we would not have worshipped them. They have no knowledge of that. They do not but make conjectures. Or have we given to them a book before this, and they are adhering to it? Instead, they say, we have found our fathers on a certain way, and we are on their footprints fully guided. Similarly, we did not send a warner to a town before you, but its affluent people said, we have found our fathers on a certain way, and we are following their footprints. He said, even if I bring to you something better in guidance than that on which you have found your fathers, they said, we totally disbelieve in what you are sent with. So we took revenge from them. Now look, how was the end of those who rejected our messengers? Recall when Ibrahim said to his father and to his people, I disown that which you worship, except the one who has originated me. So he will guide me. He made it a word lasting among his posterity, so that they may return. But I gave these and their fathers enjoyment until the truth came to them, and a messenger as well who explains it. But when the truth came to them, they said, this is magic, and we totally disbelieve in it. They said, why was this Quran not revealed on a great man from either of the two towns? Is it they who allocate the mercy of your Lord? We have allocated among them their livelihood in the worldly life, and have raised some of them over others in ranks, so that some of them may put some others to work, and the mercy of your Lord is much better than what they accumulate. Were it not that all people would become of a single creed, that is disbelief, we would have caused for those who disbelieve in Rahman roofs of their houses to be made of silver, and the stairs as well on which they would climb, and doors of their homes and the coaches on which they would recline. and would have made some of these things of gold ornaments, and all this is nothing but an enjoyment of the worldly life, and the hereafter with your Lord is destined for the God-fearing. Whoever makes himself blind against the advice of Rahman, we assign for him a devil who accompanies him all the time, and they, the devils, prevent such people from the right way while they deem themselves to be on the right path. Until when such a person will come to us, he will say to the devil, would that there were the distance of east and west between me and you, because you were the worst companion. And it will be said to such people, since you were wrongdoers, it will never benefit you today that you are sharing the punishment with each other. So, can you, O Prophet, make the deaf to hear, or can you show the way to the blind and the one who is in open error? So, even if we take you away, we will surely take vengeance on them. Or, if we show you in your life that punishment with which we have threatened them, then we have full control over them. So, hold fast to that which has been revealed to you. Surely you are on the straight path, and certainly this Quran is a word of honour for you and your people, and you will be questioned. Ask our messengers whom we sent before you whether we had appointed gods to be worshipped besides Rahman. We sent Musa with our signs to Pharaoh and his chiefs. So he said, I am the messenger of the Lord of the worlds. So when he came to them with our signs, they at once started laughing at them. And we did not show them a sign, but it used to be greater than the one that preceded it. And we seized them with punishment so that they may return. And they said, O magician, pray for us to your Lord by the covenant he has made with you. We will certainly come to guidance. Then, once we removed the punishment from them, in no time they broke their promise. And Pharaoh proclaimed among his people, saying, does not the kingdom of Egypt belong to me, and these rivers are flowing right underneath me? Do you then not discern? Or do you not see that I am much better than this one, Musa, who is worthless and can hardly express himself? So why were the bracelets of gold not sent down to him? Or why did the angels not come along with him as companions? Thus he made fool of his people, and they obeyed him. Surely they were a sinful people. So, when they provoked our anger, we took vengeance on them and drowned them altogether, and made them a people of the past and an example for the later generations. When the example of the son of Maryam was cited, your people started at once shouting at it in joy and said, are our gods better, or is he? They did not cite it the example but for the sake of disputation. Rather, they are a quarrelsome people. He, Isa, is no more than a servant of Allah, whom we favoured and made an example for the children of Israel. And if we will, we may create angels from you who succeed on the earth. And he, Isa, is a source of knowledge of the hour, the day of judgment. So do not be in doubt about it and follow me. This is the straight way. And let not the shaitan, Satan, prevent you from following this way. He is surely an open enemy for you. When Isa came with clear proofs, he said, I have come to you with wisdom and to explain to you some of those matters in which you differ. So, fear Allah and obey me. Surely, it is Allah who is my Lord and your Lord. So worship him. This is the straight way. Then different groups out of them fell into disagreement. Woe to the wrongdoers because of the punishment of a painful day. They are waiting for nothing but for the hour to come upon them suddenly, while they would not even imagine it. Friends, on that day we'll become enemies to one another except the God-fearing. To whom it will be said, O my servants, there is no fear for you today, nor will you grieve. Oh, those servants who believed in our signs and remained obedient, enter the paradise, you and your spouses, showered with bliss. Circulated among them will be the bowls of golden glasses, and there will be whatever souls desire and that which eyes enjoy, and you will be living in it forever. That is the paradise you are made to inherit because of what you used to do. For you, there are fruits in abundance from which you will eat. The sinners, on the other hand, will be in the punishment of Jahannam, hell, living there forever. It will not be lightened for them, and they will be there, devoid of all hopes. We did not do injustice to them, rather they themselves were the unjust. And they will call Malik, the keeper of the hell, O Malik, let your Lord do away with us. He will say, you have to stay on. O disbelievers, indeed we have brought to you the truth, but it is the truth that most of you detest. Is it that they have firmly resolved to do something harmful to our messenger? Then we have firmly resolved to frustrate their plan. Do they think that we do not hear their secrets and their whispers? Yes, of course, our messengers, angels are with them who record whatever they plan. Say, had there been a son for the Rahman, I would have been the first to worship. Pure is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of the throne, from what they attribute to him. So let them indulge in their fallacy and play until they face their day that they are promised. He is the one who is God to be worshipped in the sky and the God to be worshipped on the earth, and he is the wise, the all-knowing. Glorious is the one to whom belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth and whatever lies between them. With him is the knowledge of the hour, and towards him you are to be returned. And those whom they invoke besides him have no power to intercede, but those who bear witness to the truth while they have knowledge may intercede for the believers with Allah's permission. And if you ask them as to who has created them, they will certainly say Allah. Then, to where they are driven back by their false desires, and Allah has the knowledge of his prophet's sayings, O my Lord, these are the people who do not believe. So, turn away from them and say salam, goodbye. Then soon they will come to know the end of their attitude. Surah Ad-Dukhan, the smoke. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. Ha Mim. By the manifest book, we have sent it down in a blessed night because we had to warn people. In that night, every wise matter is allocated through a command from us. We were to send the messenger as a mercy from your Lord. Surely, he is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. The Lord of the heavens and the earth and of whatever there is between them, if you are to believe. There is no God but he. He gives life and brings death. He is your Lord and the Lord of your forefathers. But they, being in doubt, are playing around. So, wait for a day when the sky will come up with a visible smoke that will envelop people. This is a painful punishment. Then they will say, O our Lord, remove from us the punishment, we will truly believe. How will they take lesson while there has already come to them a messenger making things clear? Then they turned away from him and said, He is tutored crazy. Well, we are going to remove the punishment for a while, but you will certainly go back to your original position. Then, the day we will seize you with the greatest seizure, we will take vengeance. And we tested the people of Pharaoh prior to them, and a noble messenger came to them, saying, Deliver to me the servants of Allah, I am an honest messenger to you, and saying, Do not be haughty against Allah, I bring to you a clear proof, and I have sought refuge with my Lord and your Lord, lest you stone me to death. And if you do not believe in me, then keep away from me. Then he prayed to his Lord, saying, These are a guilty people. So Allah answered his prayer, saying, Now, take away my servants at night, you will certainly be chased, and leave the sea in the state of stillness. They are an army that is sure to be drowned. How many gardens and fountains have they left behind, and how many fields and noble sites, and how many a luxury they used to rejoice in. This is how it happened, and we made other people inherit all this. So, neither the sky and the earth wept over them, nor were they given a respite. And we delivered the children of Israel from the humiliating punishment from Pharaoh. Indeed, he was haughty, one of the transgressors. And we chose them with knowledge, above all the worlds, and we gave them the clear signs in which there was a manifest blessing. These people say, There is nothing more than our first death, and we are not going to be resurrected. So, O believers, bring our fathers, if you are true in your belief in resurrection. Are they better or the people of Tuba and those who were before them? We have destroyed them. They were guilty indeed. And we did not create the heavens and the earth and what is between them, just as players. We did not create them but with true purpose, but most of them do not know. The day of decision is the appointed time for all of them. The day when no close relation will be of any use to any close relation, nor will they be helped. Except the one on whom Allah has mercy. Of course, he is the Almighty, the Very Merciful. Indeed, the tree of Zaqum is the food of the sinful. Like dregs of oil, it will boil in the bellies like the boiling of hot water. It will be said to the angels, Seize him and drag him into the midst of the hell, then pour on his head some torment of boiling water. Have a taste. You are the man of might, the man of honour. This is the thing about which you used to be sceptic. Indeed, the God-fearing will be in a place free from fear, in gardens and fountains. They will be dressed in fine silk and thick silk, facing each other. Thus it will happen, and we will marry them with houris having big, dark eyes. They will call therein for every fruit peacefully. They will not taste death therein beyond the first death they faced in the world. And he, Allah, will save them from the torment of the hell, as a favour from your Lord. That is the great achievement. So, we had made it the Quran, easy on your tongue, so that they may take lesson. Now wait. They too are waiting. Surah Al-Jathiyah, the kneeling. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. Ha-Mim. This is a revelation of the book from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Surely in the heavens and the earth there are signs for those who have faith, and in your creation and in the living beings that he scatters on the earth, there are signs for a people who believe, and in the alteration of the day and the night, and in the provision he has sent down from the sky, then has revived the earth after its death, and in changing of the winds, there are signs for a people who understand. These are Allah's verses that we recite to you rightly. Then in which discourse, after Allah and his verses, will they believe? Woe to every sinful liar who hears Allah's verses being recited to him, then he remains adamant out of arrogance as if he never heard them. So give him the good news of a painful punishment. When he learns about something of our verses, he takes it as a laughing stock. For such people, there is a humiliating punishment. In front of them, there is Jahannam, hell, and whatever they have earned will not be of any use to them, nor the patrons they have adopted instead of Allah. And for them, there is a horrible punishment. This is guidance, and those who reject the verses of their Lord, for them there is a painful punishment of the divine scourge. Allah is the one who has subjugated for you the sea, so that the ships may sail in it with his command, and so that you may seek his grace, and so that you offer gratitude. He has subjugated for you whatever there is in the heavens and whatever there is in the earth, all on his own. Surely in this there are signs for a people who reflect. Tell those who believe that they should forgive those who do not believe in Allah's days, so that he may recompense a people for what they used to earn. Whoever acts righteously, it is for his own benefit, and whoever does evil, it is against his own soul. Then towards your Lord you will be returned. We gave the children of Israel the book and the wisdom and the prophethood and provided them with good things and preferred them above all people of the world. And we gave them clear proofs of the matter, that is the religion. So they did not fall into disagreement out of mutual jealousy, but after the knowledge had come to them, surely your Lord will judge between them on the day of judgment in matters in which they used to differ. Then we have put you on a certain way of the matter, that is the religion, so follow it, and do not follow the desires of those who do not know. They will never help you against Allah in the least. The wrongdoers are friends to one another, and Allah is a friend of the God-fearing. These are the insights for the people, and guidance and a mercy for a people who believe. Do those who have committed evils assume that we will make them like those who believe and do righteous deeds, so as their life and death becomes equal? Evil is what they judge. Allah has created the heavens and the earth with just purpose, and so that everybody is recompensed for what he or she earned, and they will not be wronged. So, have you seen him who has taken his desire as his God, and Allah has let him go astray, despite having knowledge, and has sealed his ear and his heart, and put a cover on his eye? Now, who will guide him after Allah? Still, do you not take lesson? And they say, there is no life but our worldly life. We die and live, and nothing destroys us except time. They have no knowledge about that. They do nothing but make conjectures. When our verses are recited to them in all their clarity, their argument is none but that they say, bring our fathers if you are truthful. Say, Allah gives you life, then makes you die. Then he will assemble you on the day of judgment in which there is no doubt. But most of the people do not know. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. The day, the hour will take place. It will be the day in which the adherents of falsehood shall lose. And you will see every community kneeling down. Every community will be called to its book of record. Today you will be recompensed for what you used to do. This is our book that speaks against you with truth. We used to get recorded all that you used to do. Then, as for those who believed and did righteous deeds, their Lord will admit them to his mercy. That is indeed the achievement visible to all. And as to those who disbelieved, it will be said to them, had my verses not been recited to you, but you showed arrogance, and you were a guilty people. And when it was said to you that Allah's promise is true, and there is no doubt in the arrival of the hour, you used to say, we do not know what the hour is, we do not think about it, but as an assumption, and we are not sure. And revealed to them will be the evils of what they did, and encircled they will be by what they used to ridicule. It will be said, today we will forget you, as you forgot facing this your day, and your abode is the fire, and for you there are no helpers at all. That is because you took Allah's verses as a laughing stock, and the worldly life deceived you. So today they will neither be brought out of it, nor will they be asked to repent. So to Allah belongs all praise, who is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of the worlds. And to him belongs majesty in the heavens and the earth, and he is the mighty, the wise. End of Juz 25.